Rabosai, we were discussing last week the concept of Kedera al Gabe Kedera. You may recall that there seems to be a problem, a stira, in the Shulchan Aruch himself, in Siman Reish Nun Gimel, between Siv Gimel and Siv Hey. Let's just quickly review it. In Siv Hey, the Shulchan Aruch quotes a Rashba. You can put a Kedera Gabe Kedera, that gives you the reason. Ein Derech Bishul Bekach. Very nice. So there's no problem. You can take something from anywhere you want. And put it on the Kedera Gabe Kedera. In Siv Gimel, where the Shulchan Aruch has someone who finds his child is burning, wants to put it on top of a Kedera Reikonis, instead of leaving it where it is on the fire, he puts it on top of an overturned pan. He adds a very critical limitation. Vizar shelo yosim kederoso gabi karka. Because the Bir Halacha, this is a review from the end of the Shia last week, is a stira. The Bir Halacha. What's a stira? The Kama and Sif Hei quotes the Rashba that mutalitanav lechatchila b'shabbos. Even if it was on the ground, lo seis means you can put it from the ground. Better than Gerufa Ketumah. Here, in Sif Gimel, he requires that it not be put on the ground. Stira. The Dagon Mervav asks a question. He answers based upon the Ran that we saw last week at the end of the Shir. Now, the Ran said it depends upon whether you cook that particular food in that particular surface. If yes, it's Asr. If no, it's Mutter. It's a Dochak because the Beis Yosef was against the Ran. He wants the Prima Garden is an answer, but Tuv Tam. What's the Tuv Tam answer? That depends if the pot is full or empty. In the case of Agabi Kaderas Chaman Otavshil, it's permissible. Sif Hei. The Beralocha adds a phrase which is not in the original. Lo Nechshav Klal Ka'omid Agabi Akira. You look up the original, you'll see in Prima Garden, it's not there. And there, if it's Mutter, even the Chatchila B'Shabbos, Lita the Chatchila B'Shabbos. But here, with an overturned empty pan, it's just a blech. And a blech, you can't put it down. Atkan. Beautiful teretz betuv tam as an endorsement, the ringing endorsement of the Bir Halacha. What could be better? Great. Okay. At the very end of the shiur last week, we saw in Siman Reish Nun Ches. That's where you ran into problems. Reish Nun Ches is page 176 in the source book. Reish Nun Ches seems to be exactly the reverse. Mamish exactly the reverse. What? To make a long story short, the Mechaber says, "Mutol aniach b'odyom kli shesh b'dovra kara gabi kedera chama she'ein zet ketomein b'dovra mosif hevel." Says the Berlocha, if the kedera tachton is on the fire, so then he says, "Im ein mechaser b'begodim, if it's not no hatmonishu, yesh ozed din shihui, we call shehiya." We all know the famous rule of Machal Ben Drusoy. That's a requirement on an open fire. The Das Arav Reish Nun Gimel. He said to Mogad Avram, Prima Gadim, say the same thing. Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's an absolute contradiction. Here he says, we know, we learned last week, that if you have a covered fire, there's absolutely no Isser. You can put even something which is, you know, less than Machal Ben Drusoy on it from before Shabbos. Psak, often a Psak and Shulchan Aruch. And yet over here he's saying that you may not put it on a full pot of Tavshil. Amazing. Here, all of a sudden, it's this Habcha Yotzris. Here, having it on a full pot is more Chomer than having it on a Blech. That's in Reish Nun Ches. In Reish Nun Gimel, it's the other way around. Putting it on a full pot is much better than putting on a blech. So stira mineu bay in the Bir Halacha, in the Prima Gadim, and even in the Mogad Avraham. That's the question which we end up, am I correct? Who thought of a teretz? I gave you a whole week to think about it. Rabbi, a whole week. Okay. So here's the teretz. There are two issues we have to wrestle with. One is Nirek and Mevashel, and one is Shem Yechata Begachol. Nirek and Bavashal, it's clear that a full pot is better than an empty pan. That's exactly what the Prima Gadim said, Batuf Tam Vadas, back in the Siman Reish Nun Gimel. But with respect to Shem Yechata B'Gacholim, we can suggest exactly the opposite. If you put a heker, which is never around on the fire in a normal situation, such as, whoever heard of an inverted pan on a fire, it's never put there. So therefore, that's a heker which prevents the use of Shem Yechata B'Gacholim, and therefore, we can be make a, it's like a blech. But over here, Abba Hossein Reish Nun Ches, you put a full pot. This full pot, there are always full pots on fires. That's what full pots are supposed to be, on a fire, right? That doesn't help to put it off the fire. So there are always full pots on fires. If there are always full pots on fires, it's no heker whatsoever. And if it is a gzeir right over here, Shem Yechad B'Gacholim, unless it's a kub kemacha ben dusoi. Now, this assumption, Rabbi Osai, is teaching us a chiddush gadol. That's how we have to defend this prima gadol's point of view. That if the pot is full, we are afraid of Shem Yechad B'Gacholim. This is against the Mefurash of Mogan Avraham. The Mogan Avraham is found over here, page 128. 128. Here in Reish Nun Gimel Sif Hey. You have Panadish, you're allowed to put on a full pot of fire. Why? Why? Ein bo mishum bishul. It's underlined. She'ein derech bishul bekach fisha kedera mafsika. Magad Mishnah. This is not true. The Magad Mishnah just says ein derech bishul bekach. He never brought up shem yichata b'gachol. According to these, we've shown him once it's already cooked, there is no shem yichata b'gachol. But since we are worried about shem yichata b'gachol, how can you just obviate it by saying that the pot is full? Okay, but afal pikein. The Magen Avraham did say that. For the record, he did say that. Okay, very nice. Very nice. That's what he says. It's interesting that the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe in Siman Reish Nun Ches, he says the Prima Gadim is wrong for exactly the reason of the Magen Avraham. As the Shehiya is permissible in Kedera Malaya, because we're not afraid of Shem Yechad HaBigachol. So what will happen, Rabbi Osai, if we assume that there is an iser of Shem Yechata on a full pot, which is clearly the Prima Gadol's opinion, should come out that according to us, we mentioned last week, us is the Ramo, who says that Hachazara is aser b'shem Shem Yechata b'gecholim, it should come out that the heter of Kedera Gabi Kedera should not apply. And the Ramos should have argued on the Mechaber in Siman Reish Nun Gimel Sif Hey. Yes, it's true. It's Ein Derech Bishul B'Kach, as the Shulchan correctly points out. The Magen Avraham says, and there's no Shem Yechata either because of the full pot. But over here in Reish Nun Ches, Bir Alokh, it says there is a Shem Yechata in a full pot. So it should come out that the Mechaber in Reish Nun Gimel is wrong if we're worried about Shem Yechata B'Gacholim. How come the Ramo is silent? Ramo is a Shem Yechata man. We pointed out Barichas last week from the proof from Erev Shabbos and other proofs. So what's going on over here? What's happening? Indeed, to think that this Mechaber goes unchallenged in Reish Nun Gimel Sifei is simply not to know the facts. If you take a look at Rabo Sai in Simon Shin Yud Ches Sif Zayin and Ches, I'd rather we see it in the Mogan Avraham for the moment, as opposed to the Mishnah Berurah. Shin Yud Ches, Zion and Ches are found on page 145 and 6. Yesh Mefarshim, Hodeshari Laniach Klishesh Bodavacham Agabi Kedera Tmuna, Afilu Kliatachtan Al Eshari. That's Yesh Omer. That corresponds to Reish Nun Gimel Sifei. Yesh Mefarshim, Shim Kliatachtan Al Esh, Liolam Aser. That's in Zion. Ches, the same thing repeats. Aniach dava kash in this bashal called sorok al gabi mechem shal eish. Yesh shomim shadina kem nuchal kenega medu, which is permissible. Okay. V'yesh shomim tavi kem niach al gabi kiro lechat chila v'yosur v'risha nireika. See, okay, so Rishon Nereikar, so the Mechaber Rishon and Gimel Sifhei follows the Rishon, follows the first opinion. Maybe the Ramah didn't argue because he's relying on the Yeshomim and the Mechaber. In Simen Shin Yud Ches, perhaps, that's a little bit remote, there's the Darkei Moshe Rabosai. In Darkei Moshe, he says that according to the Torah, it's also Aniyah Chedera Gabe Chedera. So Kabir Ramah is relying on what he wrote in the Darkei Moshe as well. It's a bit of a dochak, but according to the Prima Gadol, the Chorah should have to come out that way. The way out for us to get out of the problem is very simple. Kedera, agabe blech. But the blechs are cheap, right? Do a kedera, agabe blech. So the kedera, takes care of the problem of nirikim levashel, and the bishop bekach. And the blech takes care of the problem of shem yichata bekacholim. As we pointed out, our psak is, in such a case, it shouldn't be a problem. We pass by Kurufaktum, we pass the Rizal Khashitun. Good. Adkan. What about a double boiler? Anyone know what that is? Raise your hand if you ever heard of it. Okay. So a double boiler is comes with a set of pots. The bottom is flat, it's filled with water. The top pot is circular on the bottom. Can't stand by itself. It's placed in the top pot. And you heat up things away from the steam. The steam from the bottom will heat up the food in the top. Can you use that on Shabbos? Maybe give the heter of Kedera, Gabi Kedera. Hey. Kedera, Gabi Kedera. Sounds good. Yeah? Oh, excellent. It is Derech Bishul B'Kach. Because people steam, I'm told they steam vegetables, right? And they melt,
chocolate.
They melt chocolate, whatever. So it's a shtickel Derech Bishul B'Kach. So David had this should not apply. You're mechavan to Rabbi Shimon Aida. Meiridik. Yeah, I'll show it to you inside. You should be proud of yourself. Rabbi Shimon Aida has this exactly over here. I'll show you where you find it over here. Let's see if we can find it. Footnote Tuf Kuf Samach Beis. Let's see if we can find this. Here it is, page 100. One second. No, before that. 96. Page 96. They may not be heated in a double boiler. Fairish psak on the English part. On the bottom, kei nire, kei ven she derech levashel basoch kli zeh, nire ke mevashel lachat kudu b'shot. Word for word what you said. Yom mechav. Word for word. That it may seem at first glance to be a kedera gabe kedera. The heter, however, does not apply. However, Rabosai, the svar of the Ran might work. What's the Ran svar? True, you use this double boiler to cook vegetables, chocolate, etc. You can't use a double boiler to cook chicken or to cook kugel. Am I correct? I don't know. I'm not a kitchen person. Am I correct? Kitchen persons, yes? Won't work. So according to the Ran, that you judge each food on its own merits, then perhaps it would be mutter. But of course, the Bialocha said that the Ran is rejected. We shouldn't follow it. Okay, fine. Is there another reason to ask for a double boiler? Because some interpret, apparently, we see from Rav Moshe, that the heter of kedera gabe kedera is based on the following logic. You have a pot of, let's say, cholent on the bottom, and I have a piece of kugel in the fridge. I take a piece of kugel and I put it on top of the cholent pot, on top of the water urn. Fine, very nice. Why is that mutter? We make the following suggestion. Guy walks in, it looks bad. It doesn't look bad at all. Everyone understand that what's cooking now is cholent. What's cooking now is water. The kugel on top is a throw-in. It's just an afterthought. It's not nirikim avashel the kugel. Come on, be real, be real. But in the case of the double boiler, what? It looks like you're cooking the water on the bottom. The water on the bottom goes into the garbage, goes into the sewer. No one's going to drink that water. Everyone understands you're cooking the vegetables, chocolate, or maybe kugel and chicken you're putting on Shabbos. That's another reason why it might be prohibited. This, to me, is Rav Moshe's shita. Because Rav Moshe is printed, we have some of Rav Moshe's tshuvas are printed over here in Rabbi Ida's Sefer. Here we go. Page 106, line 2. Steam table. See how it's spelled? Steam table. What's the story with a steam table? Zok Rav Moshe, about steam table. Things can cook. So it's Derech Bishul. Okay? And even though it doesn't look like it, Af Al Pi Kein, it is prohibited. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, isn't the steam table the ultimate Kedera Gabe Kedera? Right? You have a fire at the bottom. You have water. The water gives rise to steam. It's the ultimate Hetter Kedera Gabe Kedera. Why is Moshe answering it? But if you learn that we just suggested, it's good. Because in the case of a steam table, all the water in the bottom goes into the sewer. No one's going to drink that water. So therefore, it looks like a guy walks into the cafe. Don't we have a steam table in our cafeteria? Used to be there when it's still there. So if you walk in, you walk in tonight for supper. Oh, what's cooking? Cooking chicken, cooking it. You're not cooking the water. The water, that's part of the kli. It's not part of what's being cooked. Because that water goes into the sewer when it's done. That could be an additional reason for this. Okay, fine. The Chazon Ish, when he explains the entire concept of Kedera Gabe Kedera, tells us that the reason why it's mutter is because you are not, the fire is not cooking this food or heating it. Rather, it's the contents of the bottom pot which are achieving this. That's what he says. That's the heter. Interesting. That's an interesting thought. This being the case, we could argue that perhaps it's not labeled as Al-Gabi Ha'esh. The Chazon Ish is Lashon. He says, maybe it's not considered, right? Ein achom ha'ole l'yona ele michom ha'kdera. And maybe he considered it to be Shalom Al-Gabi Ha'esh. If that would be the case, even a double boiler should be mutter. But that's inconsistent, Rav Osai, with our Prima Gadim in Reish Nun Ches. Because he says it's a problem of Kedera Gabe Kedera on Friday. What's the problem? It's not Gabe Esh. So clearly, he doesn't accept this extra Chiddush of the Chazon Ish. But in any event, his Ika Svar is certainly correct, that it's only for the indirect heating is it going to be permissible. Okay? Fine. But again, Kedera Blech might be mutter if the heat's coming only through the water. There's a new word these days, Rav Osai. It's called a Pele Plata. Who's ever heard of it? You have one? Do you ever see one? Oh, wow. I've only seen the picture in the papers. I never really saw it. The way in the papers, it's an urn, which you're using as an urn. Really. And you take out water for your tea like you would in my urn. It has a spigot. And it seems to be somewhat square, very flat on top, and that's being now served at Pella Plata. You can put your kugel and chicken on top of that. I think that's mutter, because it has all the alamilas, right? It has the lower level is where the heat's coming from. You're actually consuming that water when you have your water for tea comes out. That's your urn. Seems to me that'd be mutter l'chol ha'deis. Okay, so I'm not advertising for it, but if you want to buy it, you have my bracha. Yeah?
How much water can you use from it until it's considered like empty?
Well, once it's empty, then it's already empty. But there seems to be, as long as there's some water there, it's still considered to be full. There's a minimum amount. Okay. Everything we said until now, Rabosa, is based on that Prima Gadim. However, there's a machtes ha'shekel has a different answer to this question. And that can be found, Rav Osai, over here in Reish Nun Gimel, Sivkoton, Lamed Dalet, the Machzis Hashek. Stira between Gimel and Hay. Take a look, it's page 128. Okay, he asked from Siv Gimel. This is going on Sif Hey. Ask him Sif Gimel. He says like this. He calls the Kashim in the Tosefta Shabbos. His answer is no. Calls the Mogan Avram, Shin Yud Ches, Sif Katan Chavav. Where is that? Shin Yud Ches, Sif Katan Chavav is on page 146. Let's keep one hand in 128 and one hand in 146. We pointed out that the words Verisho Nira Iker are found in Shin Yud Ches, Ches, but not in Zion. Why not? Stira Galuya. For Tzarachian, asked the Mogan Avram, line 3. Lamelo Echriya Beis Yosef Besiv Zion Leheter. Yeah. Stira. Yesh Loma. Davka Tzli Mutta Litno Lechatchila Agabe Kira Grufo. Al Mavushal Os Litno Agaba Kedera Dodef Mikira. Etc. What's Tzli and what's Mavushal? Tzli is Yovesh and Mavushal is Lach. That's the distinction of the Machtis HaShekel. After all, Rabosai, the facts are true. Sif Hey is a Panadish. Panadish is a Kugel. Right? The Mishnah Berurah says Kugel is no relative whatsoever. Sif Gimel is you have a Cholent and it's starting to burn, but it still has some liquid in it. So it has Tavalach. This is the Mogan Avraham. Comes a Machtis HaShekel and says, Gevaldik, this solves this problem as well. If that's why the Mechaba was Machriya Lekula in Sif Ches, which is dry, as opposed to, he says, Dovakan of Ashkot Soko, obviously it's Kahn has to be dry, unless it's being Sif Bishlach Bishlach Bishlach, and Sif Zion is liquid. So when it comes to a solid, we're Makel. So Shin Yud Ches Sif Hey is Panadish, which is a Ration of Gimel Hey, is the equivalent of Shin Yud Ches Ches, Rishon Nerehika, we're Makel. Whereas Sif Gimel is liquid, that's like Shin Yud Ches Zion, where the Mechaba is not Machriya. So therefore he's Machmer in Ration and Gimel. What a gewaldige teretz does the Macht HaShekel give to answer this great kasha that we had before from the Prima Gadam. Rabbi Avadya likes his teretz. Oh, he loves it. How many Achenu Sfaradim do we have here? Okay, Baruch Hashem, we have at least one individual holding up the flag. So Rabbi Avadya says in Chelik Beisim and Memhei and Yechav Adas, so you can take Kugel and put it on a blech. No problem. Well, we just learned it. It's a davar yovish. The problem is, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says in Lamed Chesem and Beis, in Ichol Gabe Karka, you can't put it on back even on Grufa Ktuma. What's he saying? It bothered me terribly. Till I found Bavadia Baruch Hashem was mezorah to many sons, Tamir Chachamim. It's a good thing to have, Rabbi Yosef. So, one of them is Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, right? So, Yalkut Yosef, where he has all his father's psalms. So he wrestles with this question, and he answers. He can argue or not argue, but he gives the answer. That in the olden days, there was a Derech Levashel, even though the fire was covered. Nowadays, no one cooks on a blech. Okay. If that's his answer, that's his answer. Okay. Fine. Nonetheless, this answer, I believe, works for Sfaradim, not for Ashkenazim. Why do I say that? Because it's true. The Magen Avraham is the one who offered this distinction in Shin Yud Ches Chavav to defend the Shita of the Beis Yosef. That is true. But he himself says, no, Mikom Yesh Lahakel, even when it comes to liquid, it's all the same. A liquid which is warm and a solid that's dry, exactly the same thing. So Ashkenazim should not be following this yisod. Okay, now we have a problem. I said to you before, we had a stira in the Prima Gadim. It's also a stira in the Magen Avraham, because the Prima Gadim quotes the Magen Avraham as his source. So how do you answer all this? This is a serious, serious problem. So it seems to me, Rabosai, as follows. The answer we gave before, that we're Machmir on Friday, and we reject the Magen Avraham, who said in Siman Reishon and Gimel, La Sivkaton Lamid Gimel, that the full Kedera prevents Shem Yechate. He quotes the Magen Mishnah. So I said, that's the Magen Avraham himself. Prima Gadim clearly rejects that. He holds there is a Shem Yechate when it's talking about a full pot. Fine. But with the Magen Avraham himself, it seems as follows, Rabbi Osai. This is the story. It seems that we paskin like the Magen Avraham. There's no chashash chitui, or some even say it's not considered gabe ha'esh at all. Oh. So according to the Ramah, it should be mutter to be put on a keder malay, and the Ramah is silent for a good reason in Sifhei. Even though it's chashash v'chitui, if eino goruv v'kotu. So the Magen Avraham Prima Gadim is absolutely incorrect. Al the Rebbe's right. Become the Babish Chassidim now for a day. So the Babish Rebbe said that Shehiya Agabe Keder Malaya is permissible. Now the Al the Rebbe was a great man, but he himself felt that his psak was against the Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham Rabosai in Simon Reish Nun Ches seems to be Machmir. The Prima Gadim quoted as being Machmir. So presumably the Prima Gadim is a Cheskas Kashrus. He's probably telling the truth. Look what it says on page 135. Let's look on the original. Don't trust anybody. Don't trust me for sure. We don't even trust the Gedolim. We don't trust, we have to look at everything up ourselves. What does it say on page 135? Kedei Rechama. Shema Kedei Rechama Omedas Al Gabi Ha'esh Yesh Lo Din Shiyui, which we call Shehiyah, which we understood this to mean, that's what the Prima Gadim understood it to mean, that if you have to have either Mavushal Machal Ben Rusoi, because it's a din of a shehiyah, but we ask the kasha. But here it's on a full pot, on a full pot of food. Why isn't that a gufa like a blech? And therefore, it's mutter even if it's less than machal ben dusoy. That was the kasha we had before. It seems that Prima Gadim's pshat is likely incorrect. Shehu just means to the exclusion of hatmana. Take it in context to mechaber paskins she'ein ze ketomim b'damim ofs of hevel, and the Magen Avraham says that if it's on the fire, it may have a serious din of atzmana. But we assume that if the bottom part is on the fire, the top part does not have a din of shia. It has a din of shia to the exclusion of atzmana. Who said so? The machzis hashekel, right over here. In siman reish nun ches, din shia. What does that mean? It means over here. Minute should be here. Can't read the entire thing, but if you look on page 136, and when he says over here, din shiui, what does it mean? Told Shabbos, but changed the girsa. Says no. He means as follows. He means since the mechaber has his own shita, the one that was on top of a fire directly, has it in avatmana, even if it's not totally encircled. We spoke about it a little bit last time. Therefore, he's required to say over here, Kedera Gabe Kedera does not have a din of Atmana. For us, Ashkenazim, that even if it's directly on the fire, it's still not Atmana, it's a Kal V'chomer. But Kitzur, all he's saying is din Shiui means the exclusion of Atmana. Doesn't mean it has to be Kamacha Ben Rusoi. It's meant to be even less than Kamacha Ben Rusoi, as the Alter Rebbe said, and Magen never meant to argue against him. Never meant to argue. Fine. This, Rabosei, leads me to a quibble with Rav Neuvrit Shlita. Now, just to review, next Thursday, Mitzvah Shem, the Shia is going to be Skyped in. I sure hope it works. I'm sure, who knows how to do these things in this room? Who knows how to... Is there a screen here? Is there a screen behind me?
I don't
know if it's this room. Yaakov knows all the rooms. Yaakov Tavis. Good. Okay, so hopefully it's going to work out. I mean, I have some experimentation. I'm Skyping on a Monday and Tuesday. I hope that will work. So then Thursday will already be veterans, Mr. Shem. Okay. So now, Rabosai, I have a quibble. Why am I saying? Because Rav Neuvrit called me this week. Can you imagine that? I got a call from the Shemir Shabbos Kolchos himself, right here, on the YU phone. Just call me. He wanted, I said, I'll come see him. Okay. So I can tell him my quibble. Okay. My quibble is with what he says in Perek Aleph, He'ora Kuf Yud Beis. Let's take a look together. Where's the Shemir Shabbos here? Here it is. Page 81. In 81, in Kuf Yud Beis, he says on top, on the top line, he says you can put something on a Kedera Reikonis. They are Reikonis. He says, look at the Mishnah Brura in four places. One, two, three, four, four places in the Mishnah Berurah. And then he says, it works. And then he says, "V'ayin od vav ayin ayin simin reishon and gimel siv gimel v'bir halacha v'izor," which we just saw. V'ayin od in this first page he says means a different point of view. Can I ask you a question? Who wrote the bir halacha? I mean, anyone know who wrote it? The Holy Chavetz Chaim. Who wrote the Mishnah Berurah? The Holy Chavetz Chaim. What do you mean a different day of cholekas? It's the same purse. It's the same purse. My view is that all the four Mishnah Berurahs that he quotes are all based on a leniency which the Ramah quotes, which the Ramah himself says we shouldn't be relying on, but which nonetheless was a minig in certain places. Where is that? Simon Reish Nun Gimel Rabosai Sif Beis. Sif Beis. Something fascinating. Siv Beis. V'yesh Omim, the last word on page 169. Last word on the first line. V'yesh Omim de Kozei no osa rakshet nutlum in Akira modyom v'lo gziru at shechashecha avon lekocha misham shechashecha afili nicho agabe karkamut the Ran Perakira. It's the famous Ran that the Rav Zichron of the Racha used to rely upon in a pinch. V'chein nogin lehogel betanur mishalonu shesh nadin kira v'som chanach lever mekilim v'tov lahachmir. You shouldn't rely upon this. Very shver kula. Why samach zayin? Ki harbe poskim chogun al aran. And the Beis Yosef says the ran only is matir al gabe kira and not betocho. And the Magen Avraham thinks that the Beis Yosef is correct. But there's a limud zchus on a minig. Some are makel, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. So on that basis, there are mekilim. What, those four places in the Mishnah Berurah all rely on the mekilim. And therefore, the reason why it's permissible to put it on the overturned pan is not because it has the halacha of kedera gabe kedera, but because even a plain blech is mutter if it was taken off the fire on Shabbos and then replaced. That's what it's based on. We're not supposed to rely on that. It says Tov Lahachmir. And the Bialach and Resh and Gimel is giving you the din Kamoshahu. Without this kula. That's the answer. And the Mishmir Shabbos Kilchos himself doesn't want to rely on this leniency. Oops, I'm not a fan of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos. He himself says not to rely upon this leniency. Where does he say that? Right over here. Page Ches, page 79. Sif Chaf. Ubediyeved, Shasat Chag, have nothing hot. Yesh Mokom Lahokel, etc. As long as it was on the fire when Shabbos came in. All right? But that's he quotes this in the bottom from the Sif Beis Ramah. And he quotes all those other Mishnah Berurahs again. Those are all based upon that. But that's a very shver of art. We don't pass in that way. And look what he says over here, amazingly. This is in that same, this is page 79, the very last lines in column 1, here in page Ches. V'tov yaseh meniach tzalachas hafucha mitachas lakadeira. What does that mean? Tzalachas hafucha mitachas lakadeira? So you have a kadeira reikonis and a tzalachas hafucha. What does that mean? A double kadeira reikonis. Can I ask you a question? What if they have one Kederi Konis, two Kederi Konis, 10 Kederi Konis, 100 Kederi Konis? The princess and the pea. Right? But what's the difference? How many Kederi Konis are there? What's he talking about? I can never understand this. You have to look at the new edition. Here, you have to look at the whole suffix of Chela Gimel. But now in the new edition, they've all been incorporated into the Pnim. It's here. I don't have it. Maybe we should go. If we go to the new edition, all of the Makaros will be wrong. Maybe we should stick with this. Anyway, but there's a new edition. It's actually bigger print. You can even read it. But there's other milas also in the new edition. But in Chelek Gimel, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says the second kisui makes ein derech bishul bekach, and he's medayik it from the lashon of the Bir Halacha that we started today's shiur with, Reish Nun Gimel, Siv Gimel. Look at the lashon that we read. We read it. We didn't make anything of this lashon. Shlomo makes a big deal about it. He says, Kedera Reikonis. Well, he's quoting the Prima Gana, Betuv Tam. Okay? Kedera Reikonis. Page 170. What does the Kedera Reikonis accomplish? All it does is, Omedes Rak Listom Eschom Akira. Shloye Kokachom. Oh, that's its only purpose. So I have a second Kedera Reikonis. What is its purpose? Not Listom Eschom, not the ready was taken care of. Oh! It's a much better heter. That's from Shlomo Zalman's leniency. To me, my Rebbe said it's no difference if it's covered once, twice, or three times, or 100 times. It's all the same thing. It's all the same thing. Came there early. Okay. Rabosai, we're way behind the schedule. Now, Rabosai, is everybody here in Smicha? All right? Everyone here is in Smicha?
Yeah?
Let's discuss Smicha. It's a Smicha Shir. I'm not kidding. It's a Mefurash Gemara about Smicha. This is very big. Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Take a look. Furshi Gemara. Page 2. Says the Gemara over here, Abosai. Furshi Gemara. Second wide line. Iboilu. Mahu Lismoch. Should you give smicha not? No, that's not what it means. It means, may you put the pot near the fire. We've been discussing on top of the Kira, that's Al-Gaba. The Gemara discusses Tocha, it's even worse, in the box, which is the Kira, that's also. Lismach Moshapadami, Odil Maloshna. That's the Gemara Shaili and Aflam Zayin, Amun Alf. Okay, that's an interesting and fascinating Shaila. I don't have the time to go into the whole discussion, but one thing I will tell you, that the Rif Paskins, like Rabbanon, against Chananya. And he brings a raya from this Gemara. The Rif can be found, Rabosai, on page 21. Maskana lo yiten lo yashahu. Means she is also like Rabbanon against Chananya. Fafilu lisho, sigara fakotam in, vi lo lo. Where do you get it from? Our Gemara, maolismach lo. Tocha v'gabahu d'yosser. Avalismach shaper dami, odim aloshna. Umidabrina tocha v'gabahu d'yosser. Shamina d'yosser lishos agabe kirish in a grufa k'tuma. Beferish. Mamash beferish, black and white, that it is aser. Slowly, slowly. What kind of raya is this? What kind of raya is this? Who says that we're talking about Shehiya? Let's talk about Achzara. The Ran asks the question. Sava Haravzal, this is the column 1, wide line 4, after the narrow lines. Afa gav diga lefurushim, the bayan l'man dama lishos t'nan ma'o lishos, v'smicha. U'l'man dama l'achzat t'nan ma'o l'achzat v'smicha. Afil hachi, keva and the oma tocha v'gaba hu di'asur. Okay. The mashma mishum the ain't a ktuma hu the yosur tocha v'gabe mashma the commandam al hashos not naked lo lebayan. Why? Then you know chazara myri myiria ain't a ktuma. I feel a ktuma tocha asur before shigemar earlier lo shanu al gabe al tocha asur. So it's a textual proof that the Rif had that it's talking about shehiya and not chazara. Or Sameach says no, it's a lamdish proof. Because when it comes to Shehiyah, which is Shem Yechata B'Gacholim, we can draw a proper distinction between it's on top or it's off to the side. Off to the side, that's Chant of Chita B'Gacholim. But if the Yisur is of Nirek and Mavashel, what's the difference if it's on top or on the side? It's always Nirek and Mavashel. And therefore, since the Rambam and Rif hold, as we mentioned already last week, that the Yisur of Hachzara is Nirek and Mavashel, there can be no distinction between Tocha and Gab on the one hand and smicha on the other hand. That's what he says. Okay, fine. Of course, Tosin the Balamor l'shitasam, they learned the Isra Achzorah l'shem yechata b'gecholim. So therefore the Gemara's question could go even according to Chananya and by Achzorah. and therefore the fact that it, and there was no proof whatsoever to paskin against Hananya. The Rif and Ramel Lashitasa, they hold Yisra Akzaras because of why? Because of Nirikim of Ashel. This is what the Yor Sameach says. Fine. Now we come, Rabosai, to a major dispute. But I mean really major. And it starts in the Mogan Avram, Reish Nun Gimel, Sivkoton Hay. Never please turn. Page 118. Here it says, Rav Osi in the Mechaber, Umutar lismoch la kedera b'sama chutzala. He passes smichas mutar, mefurash gemar. Says the Magen Avraham, he's medayik over here, the b'shabes osur lismoch ben agrufa. They boy b'gemar lamed zayin, lo havi ela be'er shabes. This is all according to the first day of the Rabbanon. Avol esvara hashniya Hananya shari afilu b'shabes. The Ramah says the end of the simon. Whoa, there's a shot heard around the world in the Magen Avraham. He says that the issue of what is permissible for a smicha will depend upon we pass like Rabbanon or pass like Hananya. What do the words mean? Says the Dagel Meiruvava. Comment on this Magen Avraham on the bottom, Kovetz Mefarshim, 118. Hainu lismoch tchilin b'shabbos. Avalim sovach me'erev shabbos. Muto laharzi b'shabbos v'lismoch. Kidemuchach mishtekiras hamasim l'sham b'gemara. We're not going into the text, I don't have time to read it right now. It seems in the Gemara that even a case of hachzara is mutter b'smicha. Says the Dogel Meravava, yes, the Magen Avraham is only answering Hanukkah b'smicha. Shia and Achzara are mutter, Hanukkah is asur. This is the pshat of the Dogel Meravava in these words of the Magen Avraham. Kam Rabbi Akiva Eger, and says, no, he quotes it. U'mchilas kvot haraso eino kein. The Magen Avraham is saying, no. He's making a distinction between Shehiyah on the one hand and Hachzara on the other hand. Not only is Hanukkah a problem, but Hachzara is also a problem. And again, I don't have the time to go into the textual details in the sugya on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. So therefore, he says, often, to the Chatchila list, the last line of Kivega, the Chatchila list, smoke b'Shabbos is also what we call Hanukkah l'Chatchila. Uvechazara zehu tola Magen Avraham bebeis hashitas the low kedirei hagonzal against the Dogel Meravava. If that's the case, what does the Magen Avraham mean when he says Avol svara shniya shari afilu b'shabes k'moshe kotzle Ramah sof simen zeh? Let's take a look. Rabbi say in the Ramah sof simen zeh. You'll see it over here. Rabbi say Reish Nun Gimel, the very end of the Simen. The Simen ends all the way on page 131. What does it say there? Last four lines of the Ramah. Kfon ispar shenogu lahokl b'chazara b'shabes afilu nicha gabe karka. Why? Because we consider that to be not batla shir rishona. Only batla with the Rishalmi and the Ran. If you took it off before Shabbos and put it back on Shabbos, if you took it off on Shabbos and put it back on Shabbos, then they don't say but the Shia Rishona. That's what the minig is. V'adin lismok l'taner shenagara fakatum. Says Rabbi Kivega, Meiridik. Smicha is permissible here. You know why it's permissible? Because we don't view it as smicha b'hanocha l'chatchil, which is certainly usher. We view it as the equivalent of smicha b'achzara. Why? Because since it was taken off the fire on Shabbos and put back on Shabbos, going to that Ran in Yerushalmi, it's pshat in Yerushalmi, that is considered chazara, not considered to be hanukkah l'chatchila. That's going to work over here as well. So I believe Rabbi Kiveger's position is more correct, even though there are others who hold like the Dogel Meravava, and I'm skipping over all the textual proofs back and forth simply for the lack of time. I just don't have the time. Okay. Keep this in mind, though, because it's going to come up in future discussions as well. Fine. I'd like to show you, Rabosi, if you open to the Mishnah Brura over here, the Mishnah Brura in Sifkotin, Chof Aleph. Right? Chof Aleph. Chof Aleph. Sharatzi and Chof Aleph. Excuse me. Sharatzi and Chof Aleph and Reish Nun Gim. We'll find here on page 165. The Mechaber says, we saw before, Mutal Ismachlo. The Mishnah Brura Tesvav says, Yesh Omrim. We're only matir smicha. Lahavze b'shabes is also even b'smicha. Only the court of Svara Shnia. That's the Mogan Avraham. Aval kam achronim cholgan alzeh. V'dat and achazara b'smicha mutter l'chulei alma. Okay. Who says this? Dogomeravava. Okay. Dogomeravava. Chof Aleph and Sharatzian. Base Meir. The Gam is a Dogal Meravava. Ochen Bechidushe Haran Machmir Bozeh. The Chidushe Haran was a Rishon. We don't know who he is, but he's a Rishon. Rishon have a little bit of priority even if we don't know who they are. I'm not sure what the Chidushe is. This is a pseudo Ran. He says that would be prohibited, confirming the words of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Seems to me that this is confirmation. Again, without going into all the details of this of the child. Oh. And let me explain why. If the Easter Achzara is Shema Yechata Begecholim, Shema Yechata Begecholim, this has to be the view of the Chidush Iran. The Chidush Iran, I mentioned to you already last week, has a unique opinion, unique, that once it's mitstamik viralo, there's never a problem of achzara. Never. Against the real Ran that we saw last week. And its basis is, once it's mitstamik viralo, no one is going to be mechata b'gecholim. Oh. Fine. Again, we don't have the time to go into the texts right now to give all flesh out all the details. Okay. Now, we have to skip, because I'm just behind schedule, to another word, tocha. I already showed you, we saw quoted in the Bir Halacha, we should see it in the Gemara proper. Page 2. Just to see, always have to see the Gemaras. Page 2 is quite straightforward. Page 2 tells us that it's also lahagzir betocha. Al-gaba, yes, tocha na. The Furish Gemara, page 2. Amar about the 12th line. Amar Abchel, Amar Abchama, Bagluy, Amar Ab. Lo shanu ela al gaba, aval letocha asur. You may not put it letocha. Not allowed. Okay. So tocha is asur. Fine. Why? Go back to Mishnah Brura. Reish nun gimel, sivkata nun ches. Here on page 168. The Mechaber quotes the Gemara. Furish. The Mechaber says, Dafka Gaba Latocha Asa. Mishnah Brura, the Kaven Shumabel Latocha, Kederach Shemavashlan Botadir, Nira Kimavashel, Rashba Varan, Rashba Varan. Okay? Then he hits, once we're here. Vosin Hakirish Elem Toch Vachalal. Inside of it. Elein pshutos v'tochot v'gabanechot. They're flat. Mutal ha'arzlem de'ein aleim shem toch. If it's flat, not a toch. It's between a crock pot and a slow cooker. Fine. Furish, he anticipated crock pots and slow cookers. And then Mishnah Brewers of cotton and ches. At the following shalor, Abosai, a warming drawer. Who's ever seen a warming drawer in your life? Who's ever seen it? Who has it in the house? Gavaldik. It's tocha. Right? You're putting a pot from the fridge into it. Not on top of it. Into it. Surrounded on six sides. It's tocha. So at first glance, it should be absolutely prohibited. Nope. I want to be made. Why? Tell me, what's my kula? Tell me. We just saw over here. The whole chum is what? Nirek and Mevashel. We just saw it in Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos. Do you ever cook anything in the warming drawer from scratch? Ever? Never. It's not made. It's called a warming drawer, not called a cooking drawer. It's only made to warm. Therefore, there's no possibility of Nirek and Mevashel. This works, Rabosai, if you assume that the Mishnah Berurah is correct. Who are his sources, Rabosai? His sources are the Rashba and the Ran. That gets me nervous. The Rashba and the Ran, those are the two we had last week. They're the ones who say that Hachzara is also because of Nir Mevashel. That's very nice. We don't paskin like them. We don't paskin like them. We paskin, as we mentioned last week, that only Hanocha is Nirek Mevashel on a covered fire. But Hachzara on an uncovered fire, we paskin is also because of Shem Yechata Begacholim, right from Erev Shabbos, and other rites, Goyim, all kinds of different rites that we have. Fine. So now we don't know. The only way we can be determine this is if we find somebody who holds that Hachzara is us because of Shem Yechata Begacholim, and Afal Pikein, he attributes the extra Chumra of Tocha to Nirikim of Ashel. Well, Yagati Umatzasi. Who is he? The so-called Ran, the pseudo-Ran, Chidushanam Yuchasim Laharan. We already pointed out at the very beginning that he says that that the Easter of Achzara is Shem Yechata Begacholim. He's the unique person who says it wouldn't apply after Mitztamik Viralo. That's his own personal Shita. Okay? Afal Pikein, when explaining why Tochos Mochomer, he says Nirekim Evashel. That being the case, it seems to me that a warming drawer, there's no problem of Nirek and Mevashel. And therefore, the extra Chum of Tocha wouldn't apply. So we can treat it like any other heating device. Where Al Gaba is Mutter, there's a problem. How do you make a hecker at a warming drawer? What is it? Have you seen it? It's, you open a drawer, and then it's, am I correct? It slides out. You put a pot, you slide it back in, and shalom. Where do you adjust your warming drawer? Can you tell me where's the adjustment? Where is it? On the panel on top. How is it going to help, Rabosai? You're going to cover? Oh, I'll cover the fire. Oh, better not cover the... When I cover the fire, the covered fire is in a closed drawer. What kind of hecker is that? How's it going to stop me from pressing the panel on top? Rebbeinu Shalom. It's not like a blech. We mentioned it last week, a blech from Moshe is enough to cover the fire. Rabban Kotler said to cover the handle. Fine. That all works, Rabosai, in a situation in which we say that if I cover with a blech, as soon as I walk into the kitchen, I see right away a blech. It's a good heck, according to Rabban Moshe. It's a sufficient and a necessary heck. But over here, you walk into the kitchen, you see nothing. The hecker is completely enclosed, so it's in a drawer which is completely closed. How can that be a hecker? I don't think it works for beans. So unless you're going to make a funny thing, you'll take a piece of tin foil and have the tin foil on the bottom, have it slither up the outer wall of the warming drawer and stick out. That's going to be a hecker. It's logistically complex, and I don't know if it really works. That's a big problem. What do you do? So what do you use your warming drawer on Shabbos? Gewalt. Osir. So you have to have a hecker. Where's the hecker? So in my opinion, we have to be creative in making a hecker. What is a hecker? Toch betit. What in heaven's name? We haven't learned that yet. Toch betit? Who ever heard of that? Who ever heard of such a funny thing? Where's that coming from? Toch betit. Where? What? Where? Who? What is Toch Petit? We never heard of such a thing. Well, it's a Gemara for the information. The Gemara says in a particular case that Toch Petit is effective, and as a matter of fact, I think you can find it over here. Maybe yes, maybe no. I really can't hardly show it to you. Toch Petit is a Gemara. And it's quoted La'alach in the Shulchan Aruch, but I don't know if we have that particular page over here. It's in Reish Nun Dalit, Sif Aleph, but somehow Sif Al got cut off on 132, and the regular Shulchan Aruch got cut off. Had the misfortune on page 173 to get cut off again from the Mishnah Brewers. So it's twice cut off. I'm sorry. But the Mechabes is over there. It's based upon a, again, based upon a Mefurash Gemara, lo chayshinon lechitoy. You have to take my word for it for the moment. The case in the Gemara and the Ramah is by Shehiyah. It's by Shehiyah. The Chazanish writes, lo matzino heter zeh litain b'shabbos. So what did I gain? They use tachpetit. What am I? What is tachpetit? They put plaster. They put plaster on your warming drawer dial. You'll have a fight in your house. Plaster. So I believe plaster just means it's such an obstacle to an adjustment that it's going to prevent you from making a mistake. You'll think about it and you won't make any mistakes. What's the equivalent? So in the Sefer Orchel Shabbos, he says, put a piece of tape. In my opinion, one piece of tape won't do the trick. You should have a whole series of pieces of tape. That's as close as we can get to plaster. And all these different tapes can't be pulled off in one shot. One's going this way, one's going this way. A whole bunch of pieces of tape, you can't pull it off at once. So therefore, until you peel each one off, you remember, Gavalt, I'm not allowed to do this. That's my, yes. Some have dials, some have buttons, it's true. Harder to adjust, so it'll be easy to remaster, you're saying?
Yeah.
You put a bunch of layers of tape on the dial, that'll take care of the problem. No? That's what you mean?
You don't have a dial, you have like in the newer ovens.
The new ones, it's all electric, it's on top.
So it's a button that you push or something.
Right. I have to make a hacker, put a big... Take a masking tape and put one this way, and put one this way, and put one this way, and put one this way. So you have four different pieces of tape. If you want to pull them off, you have to pull them off four different times. Until you finish the fourth time, say, what am I doing over here? It's Shabbos. That seems to be the heck which is going to work. Now the Chazon Ish doesn't work on Shabbos. It only works for Erev Shabbos, so I'm stuck. Yes? Rabbi?
If this oven is a setting that can cook, a warming setting and a cooking setting, what I've noticed is the newer ovens.
Yeah.
They have a warming setting and a cooking setting.
Then we're toast. No pun intended. Then it's all over. Then it's mamash nirikam avashal. Then says it. Forget it. I never saw it. You have a cooking setting in yours? He lives in Passaic, the modern city. They have all the futuristic...
Is what you're saying when I said now the tinfoil does not work? If that's what you're doing.
It would work, but it has to be on the end. I mean, up here and out here to the point that I can see it.
Down.
If it's visible and I walk in, I'll see it, then it maybe work, but it's hard to do. In any event, Rabbosai, there's a statement called the Shvus Yitzchak. It's written by Rabbi Drazi, who I was privileged to meet last year. He was there for his grandson's bris in Rabbi Yashav Shul. I was davening there for Sikkim last year, in wintertime, almost a year ago. And I said, are you related to the Shvus Yitzchak? He says, Ani. Not that, he was a grandfather. So I asked what the name of the person. He quotes Rabbi Yashav every page. So he says, I think he's correct. The one that Chazon Ish said, but he don't find a heter on Shabbos, he meant that Toch Petit only takes care of Shem Yechate, doesn't take care of Nirek and Mevashel. So Hanocha Betchila is Nirek and Mevashel, and therefore Toch Petit won't help. But Shem Yechate would help. So if that's a cheshbon, then by all warming drawers should be good, because there is not the Pesach warming drawers. The plain Jews, they live in Woodmere, you know, these places, Teaneck. But to them, they have the play old-fashioned warming drawers, which doesn't have a cooking setting. So for them, this heter is going to work, it seems to me, but not for the fancy ones. I never heard of it till this minute. It's never heard of anything. Okay, you live and learn. There's always new inventions. Rebosa. Fine. Rebosa, so far, we're in good shape. Once we are... let's leave it at this for the moment. Now, for this reason, it seems to me, one may not return something into a crock pot. Why not? Because it's considered to be in the category of tocha. Not talking about a slow cooker. I'm talking about a crock pot. You're putting it in. It's mamish tocha. So Seems to me it should certainly be prohibited. So it seems to me it should certainly be prohibited. I can't prove it, but there are mekilim. But I thought it should be a problem. There are all those who are mekil. There are those who are even mekil in our regular ovens to put it into the oven. How can that be? That's mamish tocha. Mamish tocha. How can you do such a thing? Rav Moshe passes this usher. It's tocha. It's tocha. If you look in the Mishnah Brura that we spoke about before, Nun Ches, he tells you why it's usher. And there are questions whether that reasoning applies in our ovens. Yes or no. The tocha usher. The kevin shu mamma the socha kaderan shu mevashim batodim nirik mevashim. Wait a second, but on top we also cook. So there are those who claim, although the Mishnah Brura's example was everything is flat, tocha negaban is all mutter. The same thing may apply in a case in which you cook both betocha and agaba. Our range, you cook on top on the range, you also cook in the oven. So there are those who claim it's all the same. And therefore the chumrah of tocha should not apply. There are those who claim that. Those who claim that. And this is found in Hilchos Shabbos. I'll show it to you exactly where it is. I quote it from Baron Cutler. Let's take a look. Where is that? Here it is. Page. Let's see. 100. Page 100. Shamati b'shem Rav Aaron Kotler. To the tanurim shalom mutal havzeh v'tamo. To ikur bishul shalahem haya betocho. Lefichach yoser mirzik and mevashah betocho mi al-gabav. Mashenge b'shalonu al-gabav hu kemo betocho. And therefore, mitul havzeh betocho betnoi achzora. Quote Rav Moshe, it's no good. Then at the end, he says the last few lines. I don't understand what my Rebbe Rabban Kotler said. Rebbeinu shel olam, elo oven, hanicha tzfaris shehiya, covering the buttons will work. According to Rabban, anyway, and according to Rav Moshe. Aval gabe chazara, the guf of ktuma, gabe shemirzik and mevashel, he had to go up the guf of eish. How the kisiyog haftaran work? Pilei plum and Rabban? The answer could be, the Rabban may hold that Hachzara is only usher because of Shem Yechata B'Gacholim. Adam Ishtabrua says both reasons. Rabban Kotler's got a Lador. Chazanish also seemed to hold that way, that Hachzara is only usher because of Shem Yechata against the Ishtabrua Lamed Zayim and said Nirikim Avash. Okay, so that's what how I can answer this point. Perhaps, that's what he means. Okay, the Orach HaShulchan says something similar. That if it's possible to cook betocha and agaba, the eco way is betocha and agaba is tofel, then there's an issur of tocha. But if agaba is impossible and no one ever puts it there, then there's no contrast of tocha and agaba. So therefore tocha would become mutter all of a sudden. That might work with respect to a crock pot. According to these svaras, perhaps it's mutter to put in there. And that's what the Shabbos kitchen paskins. Don't argue the Shabbos kitchen. Okay. However, it's a big problem. First of all, it's a problem of Nirik and Mevashel. That's the kasha which was raised by Rabbi Shimon Ida we just saw. It's a very serious problem for us. We're not like a Baron Kotler. We're not Gedolei Hador. We can't just disregard all those Rishonim and Mishnah Berurah who say the Yisur is Nirik and Mevashel. So therefore, I don't see any heter whatsoever to put things into a crock pot. Maybe there are those who say that if there's a tinfoil lining the crock pots, like it's like a blech, maybe some of that cooler will work. Others say that, well, it's you're not putting it directly in, it's sticking out a little bit, there's a Ramban, there's a Yerushalmi. Don't get time to go into all these details, but suffice it to say, it seems to me that it's a serious problem. I have another serious problem, that I'm out of time. That's even a more serious problem. Let me just say one more thing, and we'll have to do the rest, whatever we can do next week. I'm sorry, this is going to be the introduction. Again, I like to give the introduction this week, so you can think about it for next week. Okay, Rabosai, let's take a look over here in the Ramah, in Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Aleph. Reish Nun Gimel, let's take a look at it in the big Shulchan Aruch. Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Aleph. We'll end with this, and we'll just have to continue whatever we can next week. Siyata Bishmai. Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Aleph. Page 119. Okay. He says, Atanur, even as Garvakotum, calls man Sheyatza Letizbo. The Issa over here is only when it's Yatza Letizbo. Says the Mogan Avram tests. Avalim Ein, a Yatza Letizbo, Mutalitan Afilo Algaba, Afilo Bishabis. Look at Sof Sif Beis, Kain Mashma Bigamoro, Vagos Mordechai. Het de gomer. Miu bisif hei. Mashma oslos is besocho. Ayan sham bahago. There's a major problem with this Ramah. What did the Ramah say in sif hei, which makes him this tremendous problem? Let's take a look, Rabosai. Sif hei. Okay, I want to look at the Ramah sif hei. It's right here. Let's turn a few pages. The page 129. There's a leniency over here to put into the tanur she'af bomi bodyo that you cooked on it on Friday. There's only residual heat left. Okay, so some a little level mawat ein lachash lebishul. Okay, fine. Uvavach on the stand the garment v'yesh machmirim bazeh. So machlokes, can you put it in with residual heat? Says the Ramah, v'im hachom kol kach batanu sheyatzo letizbo osur. What does that clearly imply? That until now the chom was what? Rabbi said was what? Hello. If now he says v'im hachom yatzo letizbo, wasn't until now was what? Hello. Yes or no? What was it? Lower. Was less than Yatzo Letizbo. It's a Mefurish Ramah that the Magen Avraham already was worried about in Sifkot and Tess that says that even though it's less than Yatzo Letizbo, nonetheless it's a problem. Ribbono Shel Olam, what do we do with this? You know what we do with it? Change the text. That's all. Look in the Gros, Sifkot and Samachay. V'yesh Machmirim Bazeh. Okay, and the next word, we have the word V'im. He has the word she'im, kein tzarech lomar. Oh, how easy it is. With the tip of a pen, you solve all the world's problems. Rabbosai, can we do that? After if you're the Vilna Gaon, you can do basically what you want. But for plain Jews like you and me, Pashtus is that the original Girsa was the correct Girsa. So what do you do with it? What do you do with it? And how does it affect us? And how does it affect many other things? Tune in next week, Rabosai. We'll start from this Ramah, and we'll cover whatever we can cover. I guess there's a part of this, something we want to talk about, the Din B'Dievet. I don't know if we'll even get to that. But again, I'm hoping that the Skype will work. If it won't work, when's the actual Bechina for this? I'll be back. I can give a shiur. You probably give chazara that week for them. So if the Skype does not work, I'll be back that Wednesday, the day before the bechinah. So I'm willing to give that shiur if the Skype doesn't work. But I hope it'll work. Okay. A good Shabbos to one and all. Is there mincha? I didn't have mincha yet.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Friday night.